The legacy of apartheid is nothing tangible. It's something inside me, something inside everybody else who lived throughout the era of apartheid.
In Meadowlands, Soweto, Mpo is collecting water from the outside yard. They don't have running water in the house, and he wants to make a cup of tea for his grandmother. Mpo lost both his parents as a child. His father was murdered. He was raised by his grandmother and aunties in a pro-ANC household. But optimism for the future is still alive in this house.
She's not relying on the opportunities of me becoming something, you know. She's relying on my ambition and the passion that I have to be a successful person beyond the opportunities of the Bonfries that they say are there.
Mpo's been arrested 4 times for drugs. Now he's trying to follow his passion as a writer. He's been given the chance to be an intern at an initiative called Live Magazine. Everyone working in this room has the right to vote next week. But it's a right Mpo may not be exercising.
The main reason behind me not wanting to vote is because I've seen my grandmother vote so many times for change and nothing has came.